reason Sparkle speaking this evening about a controversial topic, the sexual offense in the United States, and I will be glad to share with you a letter from my inmate Pimple, who has been put in prison 18 years ago. He still left 5 years. I am not here to judge or to take part for nobody, nor my Pimple, neither the US government. He is in a jail in California, and I will be very careful to give you any more details about his identity, for sure. Dear Antonella, I received your letter with a tremor of excitement yesterday. Of all my many pimples over the years, you were the only one that I found enchanting. Your obvious sensitivity, your wonderful artwork, your willingness to take a chance on a man in prison. I don't blame you for having second thoughts and for listening to others who might say, don't write him. As a free person, I thought all people in prison were bad people, and I wanted nothing to do with such criminals. I thought prisoners were like those in the movies, and some are. They still scare me. Career criminals, gang members, sociopaths. Over the past 15 years, I've discovered many good people here who have personal issues, mental, emotional, relational, spiritual, who never meant to hurt anyone, who made a terrible mistake, and who got caught in the ever-widening net of the American justice system. A system increasing corrupt as profits are made when more people are locked up. It's sad, sick, and very real. I was a celebrating and successful school teacher, a career I loved, and never had a single inappropriate accident in 11 years. Then, in a deep, undiagnosed depression, I shared nudity with the girl who trusted me and asked me about it. 2 years later, in another depression, a young teenager fell in love with me, and I reciprocated that love with a few love notes and a few kiss and touch times. For those two victims, 28 years in prison. In most US states, it would be half that much time. In most modern countries, like Canada, Europe, it would be 10% of that time, or less, and some counseling to help you get better. No counseling here, no desire that we get better. Just an industry to lock us up for a long time and make money from warehousing us. Sad. It makes me want to cry for a society so blind, so uncaring for the broken people that need help. Right now, here in America, a doctor for US gymnastics is being convicted of putting his finger in the vaginas of 100 or more teenage girls. That is terrible and wrong. I would never touch anyone like that without their permission, and he should be punished, but giving him a sentence of 100 years or whatever makes no sense in two ways. One, it's meaningless when he only has a few decades left to live, and two, it has no regard for what his problems are, what caused him to do this in the first place, and what might help him to change and heal. Shouldn't we want everyone involved to be healed? The fact he's referring to is the Simon Biles case, who I'm following on the gymnastics competition. She's winning a lot of gold medals. She's very strong, and she's also making a movie about her story with this so-called doctor. The prison system in the US will not do that. It will only store him in a box till he dies. It does not want his healing and reintegration into society. We are talking about the first country, so-called modern and civilized. It wants only punishment, revenge, and profit. Back to me. I cannot recall if I've told you any of this before, so please excuse me if I have. Somehow, I was born feeling very differently about nudity and the body than the rest of my conservative Christian community and most of American society. I saw a little girl naked when I was a little boy, and instead of it being bad or naughty, I thought she was beautiful. I wanted a vagina. It was so smooth, not all lumpy and ugly like my boy parts. I never told anyone this because I was afraid of being wrong, being naughty, of not making them happy. Even the Bible says nudity is bad, but really, I thought secretly, what's the difference between you seeing my elbow or my penis? They're both just skin, and animals don't seem to care. 20 years later, I was in France, on a little island off the coast of Nice, and had something like a religious conversion. I was at a nudist, naturist, beach, probably Cap-d'Agde, when two children approached me, a girl about age 8 and her little brother, maybe 4 years old. I knew very little French and they knew very little English, but we talked a little and laughed. As they walked away, it suddenly hit me. Oh yeah, we were all naked. And it didn't matter. I began to cry. My whole life I was afraid my love of the beauty of the body and of the nakedness was sinful. But those little children were so normal, so relaxed, so healthy, and definitely not sinful. I knew then that I had to live and believe differently, including my understanding of Christianity and the Bible. Not long after that, back home in California, the young daughter of my best friend, I was like an uncle, peeked in on me taking a shower at their home, and then later asked me about being naked. I had told stories of naked beaches in Europe. When we were alone, I asked if she wanted to try walking around the house naked. I know, it was stupid to do without talking to her parents first, but I wasn't thinking straight. She said, sure, so we did, 3 different times. And then she said that was enough, and there was no more. I remained close friends with the whole family for 2 more years before the other situation arose, and the investigation found out about those nudity times. That cost me 12 years in prison, plus 16 for the other situation. The other situation, severe depression. At the time, I believed all psychology was not biblical. So depression, lack of faith in God, just pray more and everything will be okay. I was the principal of a new multi-million dollar middle school, grade 6-8, ages 11-13, with very demanding clients, rich, famous, powerful. So I was stressed out. I should have never taken that prestigious and lucrative position. My best friends at that time had a daughter in the school, very intelligent, mature and precocious, a black belt in Taekwondo, very adult, but still only 13. She started snuggling up to me when I was at the house. This is after school was out during the summer of 22. The parents, my friends, just smiled. It was cute. I was so emotionally drained, so needy, I couldn't push her away. I didn't want to hurt her. Then, in private, I kissed her. She was thrilled. I blushed. Over the next 2 weeks, we had a couple of kiss and touch times. Then, her mom found out. All hell broke loose. She called the police. That cost me 16 years in prison. I am, of course, very sorry for both situations. I should have handled them very differently. But I certainly had no intention to hurt anyone. And I never forced or threatened either girl. That's not my personality, I'm sorry, but to me 20 years in prison seems outrageous. Well, I only have to serve 80% of it. About 23 years and a half, with good behavior, no problem for me. And maybe more time off for my college work. Right now, my release date is in October 2025, but I hope to get another year off of that. We'll see. I was very mature, adult-like, precocious child and adolescent. My mom calls me an old soul. I'm not sure I believe in reincarnation, but it's true that I, as a child, often had insight into things before anyone taught me. I recognize that old soul in kids from time to time. It's rare, but it's definitely there. I saw that in my second victim. Maybe in another century such a relationship would not be a crime. I certainly did not intend to manipulate or take advantage of her. In fact, in some ways, I had to slow her down. Nevertheless, it was wrong. I should have at least talked to her parents, my good friends, before kissing her. Lately, I've been exploring that feeling from way back that I wanted a vagina because it was more beautiful, simply beauty, like then, that was I had, that what I had. Does that mean I'm transgender, like my friend Tom, who is now Kate, after full body surgeries several years ago? I've always preferred the company of girls, women, to boys, men. Am I a woman on the inside? No, I don't think so. But I'm very feminine and an HSP, highly sensitive person. So the barrage of images of being a man in America has been confusing for me. I am an old-fashioned gentleman and an estate admirer of beauty. I could live in the Louvre. And trying to be a man in this culture has led me to one failure after another with Christian women, as I tried and failed to be the leader in the relationship. Enough, no more. I want my relationship, friendship with my life partner to be a dance with no one leading all the time, a back and forth sharing of leading and following and supporting, and yes, admiring our bodies, our sensuous skin, all of it, elbows and my weird looking penis. I still think vaginas are beautiful and penises are ugly. Maybe someday I leave the US and more to that little island off the coast of Nice. I also continue to live with occasional depression. I probably always will. I have an earthy soul. I am often deeply saddened by the callousness of society, but by our ridiculous president, by our uncaring prisons, by the continuing poverty of so many here and around the world. But I also believe in the power of counseling and therapy, psychology, and my antidepressant medication keeps me from getting too low. I've always been a philosopher asking the big questions and an idealist. Can't we just all get along and be happy? So the pain of the real world is sometimes hard to swallow. And now you've written back and brought me my day. Thank you. Do I remember you? Of course. I've thrown out all the letters of other past pain points, but I couldn't bring myself to do that for yours. So I still have everything you've sent and a picture of your pretty face sitting in front of a cave with your friend and her daughter. Am I manipulating you? As your friend said, do you feel manipulated? I am trying to be very open and honest and forthcoming. I've always been a very poor liar. Look at my website. Am I manipulating there? You wrote about finally growing up, of being a late bloomer. Isn't all life a growing up process? I didn't answer all your questions, but I feel squeezed out, wrung out emotionally, so I'm going to sleep. Thank you for being willing to hear my story. I do hope you'll write again soon. You give me hope. I hope our budding friendship will grow with heartfelt sincerely and signature. I wanted to share these lines with you, and on my blog I will copy and paste few lines from an article about the human rights, the laws come out in 21 in the US regarding the sex offenders. This is an open conversation. When I first started my pampling with my friend, I was in a huge conflict. First, I felt very bad for his story. All the movie scenes came up into my mind, and in the first instance, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I am writing with a sex offender. Maybe I was thinking he was 36 at the time that did this kiss and touch thing with the 13 years girl. Perhaps he didn't mean to, but it's what the pedophile says. So I took my time before I applied to him, and then I had a conversation with my friend who bewatched me and said, come on, what the hell are you doing? Are you giving him a chance to tell you his story? He's just manipulating you, and you are very naive. I've taken the time. It was 2018. I took the time to do a research. And actually, in 20, what I discovered was that actually 20 years ago there was this wave in the US, and Italy also was involved with the Christian Church scandal about pedophilia. Many priests were concerned. They were just transferred from the churches they were serving, and the laws changed with this human rights act against sex offenders. Anyway, I will just stop here. My purpose with this podcast is to open a little eye in your mind, to open a space of doubt, especially at this moment where women are standing up for ourselves. We hear about the Me Too movement, speeches about sexual abuse, harassments from everywhere, like all men were criminals for being men, like women were criminals for being women. My thought is that this is getting far and even more confusing, so that perhaps the good men who are out there can feel the first victims, maybe be scared from this blaming rising from media. And like in this case, the story of my pimple friend becoming a real issue where you cannot do any difference between a sociopath raping, abusing, burying little girls alive, like it happened in 2000s, and a simple kiss and touch between a naughty girl and middle-aged man who is in a moment of vulnerability, who is sinless, can throw his stone at first. Parisian Sparkle says good night. I had to share this story because it helped changing my mind on this topic. It gives me a big compassion for my people and for all those people who are judged and ruined by ignorance, by what people see on the internet, talk without knowing details about other people's lives. They don't know the therapies that you are doing in order to get better, the effort that you are making in order to get back your life, because okay, you made a mistake paid with 28 years of your freedom. Good night and good luck.